A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM.
Patrick Byrne, you are an art psychotherapist with the Carrigaline Family Centre, and you've been looking at the advantages, I suppose, and the benefits to elderly people. So just what have you been finding with your the people that you've been treating?
Well, I treat all ages and all people, and what's coming out at the moment is anxiety. And that would be caused from where we've all been through the pandemic. So I'm there to help people help themselves. So you might want to know what an art therapist is, because a lot of people ask me that question. What is art therapy? So it's similar to counselling, where I provide a safe and confidential space. Mm-hmm. And all the sessions are private. And you know, think about it. Where do you ever get a space where people listen to you like me, you know?
Yeah.
So the only difference between me and a counsellor is I use creative material as well. So that makes me very specialised in the work that I do. So,
and Patrick, I suppose with art therapy, it's not like you have to sit down and draw the Mona Lisa. You can just sit down and draw a few squiggles, isn't it?
You can do whatever you want in my practice. It's all about choice. So you don't have to be an artist. That's one thing that people think you have to be an artist or good at painting. You don't have to know anything about art or painting. So it's about like releasing your feelings through material, through creations. So if someone said to me, someone wrapped up a piece of paper and they said, that's an elephant, I'd say, that's an elephant.
Hmm.
So, you know, it's really about, it's about a lot of things, but it's about the processes involved in coming into a space and building a trust with someone like me, who's a therapist, and releasing your feelings and thoughts through material.
And you said, Patrick, at the start of the interview there, that the art therapy is good for everybody of all ages. Are you seeing that? Are you seeing people of all ages become coming to you and looking to be able to do it?
Yeah, well, you know, people come to me with, you know, all ages, all backgrounds, present mild to moderate and sometimes severe emotional and mental health concerns.
Mm.
So as an example, I've had people come to me for marital breakdowns, for stress, for low self-confidence, just to, or even to personal development, you know. So I cannot say, you know, it's one thing or another, but what I'm finding lately is kind of a lot of people are suffering a lot from stress or anxiety, and I just think it compounds it. Like, can I talk, my mom is a great person to look at as an example. She's 93 years old, right? And she's a great storyteller. And I noticed with the big lockdown, she really suffered, you know, and isolation and, you know, being by herself, that really affected her. So people want to reconnect and, you know, to understand where they've been, because we're all suffering from post-traumatic stress disorders because of where we've all been.
Mm.
So coming to me and other people like me is really good for people, for their kind of wellness and for their mental health, you know.
And Patrick, I see that part of the therapy that you do with people, that listening, you listening to them is a huge part of that. And we often hear about, you know, people who have anxiety or mental health issues, that it's important for them to talk, but it's also important for them to know that they have someone to listen to. So that's part of the therapy that you give to these people as well.
Indeed, like, you know, if you go to a friend's, they may listen, but then they may turn around and say, oh, that's like me, you know, where I don't do that. So I'm very, what do you call it, what's the words now? I'm going to get mixed up now today.
Yeah.
like, I'm non-judgmental, you know, and I just listen to people. And whatever's going on for them might be contained in their creation, whatever they make. And so we can I can guide them through that piece of work, and they can release their feelings and emotions. And a lot of people find it hard to talk about their feelings and emotions.
Mm.
So, you know, using creativity is a way of releasing that, and we can look at that. So, you know, it's very non-intrusive. You know, I might be looking at the peaks while they're talking to me, because a lot of people find it hard to talk, you know, eye-to-eye contact. So I try to be very compassionate and caring in the way I work with people.
Yeah, I was quite surprised. I did an online art therapy course for 4 weeks there earlier in the year, and I didn't really know a huge amount about it before I started. And it was just completely wiping your mind clean, being there, just drawing on the paper whatever it was that you felt at that time or whatever came into your mind. And I was really surprised at how, you know, and I wasn't talking to people or anything. I was just there in my own space. But I found it really, really therapeutic, and I was quite surprised at it. And, you know, it's, you know, and I think people always think that, oh, well, you know, I'd have to be a really good artist to be able to do that. But it's just finding something else to focus on, even if it is only just for an hour.
Yeah, you're kind of engaging your unconsciousness, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, as I said before, it's not about drawing or painting or being good at it. And it's not an art class. And I'm not an art teacher, certainly not. And, like, I don't interpretate a person's image or creation. And I can't tell the future or predict the winning lotto numbers or anything like that. So there's nothing right or wrong in how you make a creation. And I call it a creation because I don't really want to say art, because people are put off straight away when they hear the word art.
Mm.
So, like, my own background, like, I knew nothing about art therapy 6 years ago.
Mm.
And here I am now an art therapist, because I do believe in it, and because I do it myself. I'm a client to myself.
How did you get into it?
Well, I kind of fell into it. It's kind of out there in the public arena that I went through an operation for cancer a number of years ago.
Okay.
And so I decided to do a piece around that. Because, you know, I was carrying a lot of emotions.
Mm.
And I think sometimes men, you know, we have a lot of emotions that we've nowhere to go to let them out.
Yeah.
So I decided to do something about that. So I made a piece of work around that, because I wanted to start a conversation with other men and with carers. And so from that, I found the art therapy course, and I went to that direction. And, like, I didn't come from an art background, so I kind of understand when people come to me, you know, sometimes they're very nervous about, you know, engaging in the process. So, you know, I can really empathize with that and help them through that. The beginning is always difficult. So, you know, the fact that I've done it, I understand where people are at, you know. So, and that was very revealing for me to say that to people, like, you know, I've had cancer, or I may still have it sometimes. I don't know if I have it or not. I live with it, you know. So I kind of understand when people are a bit older, when they carry kind of, you know, disabilities or other things that may affect them, you know. I can understand that with them, you know.
Brilliant. And if anybody does want to do this art therapy and, you know, have been inspired by what you've said here today, where can they go to get some information on it?
I have a website. It's my name, Patrick Byrne, Byrne.
Mm-hmm.
Or just Google my name. I'm all over Google, Dr. Google. I'm all over it. You'll see a lot of articles about me. So I think I'm easy to find. There's very few men doing what I'm doing. At the moment, I'm running a group at Matton Resource Centre, and I work under COVID-19 protocols and health regulations. And it's a small group, and it's made up of mostly women. And I just think that's really good for them to come forward, to reconnect with each other. But also it's a space for them to look at where we've all been and where our future is. So it's quite empowering for them. So, you know, they come and they can say whatever they want to say in the art therapy space, knowing that nothing will go outside. And I think that's really, really good for people to be able to listen to other people.
Mm.
Because sometimes we bring things to a group and we might think, oh my God, I'm the only person suffering from whatever it is you're suffering from. And then you hear someone else speak and you understand that, oh my God, I thought I was bad. Maybe what they have is kind of worse. So it makes people kind of feel good vicariously listen to each other, you know?
Absolutely.
And like this women's group, mostly women, as I said, you know, they're talking about their past. I'm going back into the past as women. I think, you know, in the article that was in the newspaper, it kind of alludes to how maybe women hold a lot more kind of trauma from living up in Ireland up to the 1980s, we say, you know, in regards to big families, no control of their bodies. So a lot of that is coming out as well. And I have younger women in the group who are listening to that. So that's really gratifying that the elderly women have a place to talk, but the younger women are listening to that as well because they're sharing stories.
Mm. Brilliant. Okay, Patrick Byrne, thank you so much for talking to us on the Opinion Line on Cork's 96 FM today.
Cork's 96 FM.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.